Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. As always, every time that we are in the house of the Lord, the Bible says we have fellowship one with another and with Jesus Christ. And even his very blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord, for the entrance of your word this morning. It always brings light. And we know that you are high and lifted up. And there is no God beside you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. Oh Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory this morning. Hallelujah. And the church said,
yes.
Come on, put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's be seated. Praise God. The message this morning. The eternal God revealed in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The eternal God revealed in Jesus. And we're going to see how he did it this morning. Praise God. I'm going to start at Hebrews chapter 1. And I'm going to read the first three verses. And I want everybody to be real quiet, please. And be real reverent as we go into the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen?
Yes.
Be quiet doesn't mean don't say amen. It just means just don't be talking while we're preaching. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen? Now that's S on worlds. So there's many, many worlds. And he made them all. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Now here's where we're going. Jesus, being in the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person. You know, that's who Jesus is. And upholding all things by the word of his power. When he, you know, I mean, this is the very God. See, he says he's the very express image of his person. You want to see God? You look at Jesus Christ. Amen. And he upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. You know, the Lord. The Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 18. It says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten, he has declared him. Hallelujah. And Jesus himself said in John chapter 17. He said in verses 6 and 26, I have manifested thy name unto them. Now, so we're going to see how he did it this morning. How did he manifest the name of the Lord unto us? He said, I have manifested thy name unto them. Now, in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 27. Now, this is going to be really important, so I want you to turn to it. Matthew 11, 27. Let's see what Jesus has to say about the revelation of the Father and of the Son. He says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. You know, so you cannot know the Father except the Son revealing to you. You know, and the Bible says he is the express image of God. The express image of his very person. You know, one time, you know, one of the disciples, you know, they all had this question, but one time, Philip, in John chapter 14, he finally got around to asking. He said, look, you've been telling us about the Father and all of these things, all this time. Show us the Father already, he said. And it's enough for us. I mean, what's this business of the Father and so on? Just show us the Father. You know, he asked, you know, finally. All of them had that question in their mind. You know, but many of them didn't, you know, they just couldn't bring themselves to ask it. But Philip finally did. The Holy Spirit, he drew it out of him, you know, because he wanted to reveal a point. And Jesus said, he said, "Oh, Philip, have I been with you such a long time? And yet you don't know me." Oh my. Now there are many of you that have been going to church for a long time. Some of you that are, may even be sitting here this morning. Jesus said, "Have I been with you all this time and yet you don't know me?" Now, let's see how the Lord revealed himself then. That's what we're going to be doing this morning. You might call this message, you know, of course we gave you the title, but you might call it the redemptive names of God, you know, or the revelative names of God. But we're going to see how Jesus, how he brought it, and how every one of those things, or every one of the attributes of the eternal God was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So we're going to start right here, and we want you to know that throughout the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, the name Jehovah was used. Well, you know, in the original text, you know, slightly different, you know, but they couldn't even pronounce it, you know, but he was the eternal God. And his name is hallowed, the Bible says, you know, to the children of Israel. And, you know, till this day, you know, some of the real Jews, they can't even hardly pronounce that name. But we know his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's see all the things, you know, that some of you have heard his names, like the song that we sang, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rofeka, Jehovah Sikeno. And I'm going to explain all of these things and show you where they are in the Bible and what it all means and how it's all fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Now, every one of those names that the Lord revealed himself by, you know, it was some of his attributes that he would reveal to the people and they would make it personal. They would say, "Oh, the Lord is my provider." Like Jehovah Jireh, he'll provide for himself and so forth. And they'll begin to give the Lord the glory and begin, and the Lord used that to reveal many attributes about himself. You know, and, you know, here's one thing that I love. The Lord, he is my all in all. Amen. You know, anything that you can believe about him, he can be for you. If you think that he is your healer and you believe it and you receive it, he will heal your diseases. You know, if you believe that he can provide for your needs, he will provide for your needs. That's how great he is. Anything you can think or imagine, he can do more. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's start here. Jehovah Jireh. Genesis chapter 22 and verses 7, 8, 12 and 14. Now, in this story, in Genesis chapter 22, now I'm not going to read all of it. Some of you might know the story, but I will paraphrase it because I've got some other things to go into. The Lord had asked, put an ultimate test before Abraham and asked him to go sacrifice his little son Isaac. Of course, the Lord knew what he was doing. And Abraham, by faith also, he knew what the Lord was doing. You know, so they went down for this sacrifice and so forth, and you know, finally, you know, the little boy, he asked his father, I said, "Look, I can see the fire, I can see the wood, I can see all of these things, you know, but I don't see the lamb," you know, and because he didn't know what the Lord had told Abraham, and Abraham didn't tell him exactly what he was fixing to do. But here's what the Lord told Abraham. I said, go sacrifice your son and so forth like that, you know. And so Abraham went in obedience, and finally he said, you know, the son asked, he said, "I don't see any of this," you know, so here's what he said. In chapter 22 of Genesis and verse 7, "And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, he said, here I am. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb?" See, for the burnt offering. "And Abraham said, Oh, my son, the Lord will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering," and so forth. And so they went together. Now, the original text, you know, they put in there, Jehovah. See, Jireh. That is, the Lord will provide for himself a lamb. Now, you know, of course, you know, when they went further and so forth like that, in verse, you can read in verse 13, "And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a ram." Now, they were looking for a lamb. But they found a ram. See, Now, there's a story behind that, you know. There's a revelation behind that, too. And so, the ram was caught in the thicket by his horns and so forth like that. And then, you know, but the real Lamb of God was coming later on. Now, here's how Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides for himself a lamb, here's how it was fulfilled in Christ. Now, why are we doing this? That you may know that I am the Lord and there is none else. That's what God said. He said, beside me, there is no Savior. You cannot find any other God after him. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
There's only one God. The very first commandment that he gave to Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, thy God is one Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the very first commandment. And you will love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4 if you want to read it. The Lord thy God is one Lord. Now, Isaiah chapter 53. This is the fulfillment of this very prophecy and this revelation about God that said that the Lord will provide for himself a lamb. Now in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 7. Here's what it says about the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 and verse 7. Now, of course, many of you have read this Isaiah 53 before. It's a prophecy that talks about the Lord coming in as our lamb, sacrificial lamb, and taking our place and so forth. Isaiah 53 and verse 7, you know, and he said, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. So, you know, we see that, you know, he was looking forward, you know, Isaiah was looking forward, pierced the veil many, you know, hundreds of years in advance, and saw that Christ would come as a lamb. But here is somebody coming right up close to him, John chapter 1 and verses 29 and 36. Now, you know the story of John, the so-called Baptist, that was the predecessor or forerunner of Jesus Christ. And in the book of John chapter 1, here's what John had to say about him in verse 29. Now, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he said, behold the Lamb of God. So, John puts it right out there. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh yes, your sins cannot be forgiven. Your sins cannot be taken away except through Jesus Christ. He said, neither is there any salvation, salvation in any other, but only in Jesus Christ. That's in Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Now, so John, he told them right there that the Lamb of God was Jesus Christ. Verses 29 of 1 John and verse 36 also. And looking unto Jesus, he walked and he said, behold the Lamb of God. Now, Jesus himself, see, in the book of Revelation chapter 5 and verse 6, Jesus himself is shown as the Lamb. Not only is he the Lamb, but let's take a look at what he does in the book of Revelation chapter 5 and verse 6. Now, if you read the first few verses of that chapter, it talks about, you know, a book that was sealed with seven seals. That was written, inside and sealed with seven seals. You know, and the John was saying, you know, he heard a voice and said, who's worthy to open the book and so forth. You know, and nobody could open the book. Nobody was found to open the book. So John began to cry. You can read the first few verses of John, Revelation chapter 5. And when he began to cry that nobody was found, he cried, you know. So finally, one of the elders stepped up to him and said, Revelation 5:5, said, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. He has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Now that book, the Father, he put it out there and said, just to make sure there is no argument on who the true heir, the son, is. He said, well, whoever can open this book, he's got it all. You know, he put that, it's like, you know, It's like, you know, you write, you know, that will, and we put it out there and so forth, and you say, well, you know, this is how it's going to be. You know, that's the, you know, inheritance that he got. He got it all, actually, you know, because the Bible says that he was perfect in obedience to the Father, and he got it all. And the Lord made sure that there was nobody else who argued about it. He said, well, you know, whoever can open this book, he's the true heir. He's the one that's got it. So he went up, and he was looking to see the lion of the tribe of Judah. But what did he see? And behold, in low in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, I saw, as it were, you know, a lamb had been slain. Oh my. Having the seven horns, which are the seven spirits of God, seven eyes. You know, so that lamb, he stood up there, you know, and he went up. Finally, you can read the rest of the chapter. He took that book, and he opened it now. That Jesus was the lamb. So Jesus, he fulfilled that Jehovah Jireh. Let's move on to the next one. And of course, you know, it also means the Lord, you know, he's our supplier, you know. And you can find that in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So Jesus Christ is the one that supply all your needs. How many of you can say amen?
Amen?
Not according to your salary, not according to the economy, not according to your job, not according to what you have or don't have, but according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Amen. Jehovah Rapha. Let's move on to that. Exodus chapter 15. And verse 26. Exodus 15 and 26. Now, in the book of Exodus, God sent Moses to go and get the children of Israel out of Egypt and so forth, after they had been tormented many, many years and all that. So, and here's what the Lord finally had to tell them about one attribute of himself. Exodus 15 and verse 26. Here's what he said. He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love the sound of that. Jehovah Rupheka. You know, you can also say Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, that's what the Lord said about himself. Now let's see how Jesus fulfilled that, you know. And then make no mistake about it. I'm going to show you a few things today, you know, so you'll see, you know, who the Lord really is, you know. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. And let's see how Jesus fulfilled that. You know, the Lord himself said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let's see how Jesus fulfilled that. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. He said, and when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits by his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled. See? Oh yes, himself took our infirmities. That's in Isaiah chapter 53. You know, but the Lord, he's showing here that he is the Lord, our healer. Also in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, he says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness. No sickness is a match for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Oh yes. Any sickness come up against the Lord Jesus, the Lord will blow him out. Just like that. And if you believe this morning, any sickness or any disease that you have, you call upon the name of the Lord, and he'll heal it just like that. Amen. He's already healed your sicknesses. He has already healed your diseases. All you have to do is believe it. Amen. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, healing all the sicknesses and diseases, because God was with him. So he fulfilled that point blank. And in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, I want you to turn to this one. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. And let's see what he said about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, who his own self, talking about Jesus, bear our sins in his own body. So upon the tree that we've been dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were already healed. Oh yes, so Jesus already healed your sickness and disease. You know, all the devil has now is a bluff. Amen? Amen? Jesus already healed our sicknesses and diseases. Now, that's how he fulfilled Jehovah Rapha. Now, let's see about Jehovah Nissi. Oh, Jehovah Nissi, that's in Exodus chapter 17. Now, every one of these places where the Lord reveals these names has a story behind it. I don't have the time to go into the story this morning, but, you know, because there is a viewpoint that I'm bringing out, not just the story behind those names. We're bringing out the revelation of these names, how they are all fulfilled in Jesus, and at the end, we're going to say something about that. You know, so there was a story here about Amalek and all of that in Exodus 17. But let me just read a couple of verses. You can read chapter 17 of Exodus, verses 8 to 15. And I am just going to read one or two verses here. Now, in this story, the people had to go up against Amalek and so forth like that. Let me read from verse 11. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand and so forth, that Israel prevailed. You know, when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed, and Moses' hand was heavy, and I took a stone, and I put it under him, and he sat there, and Aaron and Hur, some of you know this story, and so forth, and they, you know, they put up their hands on the one side and on the other, and his hands were steady, and all of that. So finally, he goes down here and says in verse 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. That's the Lord our banner. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, the Lord that went before us and gave us the victory, and under his name we got the victory. You know, that's the Lord our banner. So, you know, how did Jesus fulfill that? You know, does the name of Jesus get us the victory now? Absolutely. Philippians chapter 2. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. And, you know, if you read the first 11 verses or so of that chapter, you're going to find out something very unique about the Lord, but I'm not going to read all of it, but let me start, you know, at verse 5. And he said, you know, in verse 5, he said, you know, let his mind be also in you that was even in Christ Jesus, you know. I mean, how that he humbled himself, you know, he told us in that story right there, how he humbled himself under the hand of God and all that, and God, because of his, you know, obedience and humbling himself, God has highly exalted him. So let me read that to you. Verse 9. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Oh yes. How many of you can say amen to that? Well, every knee is going to bow one way or another. You can bow willingly now, or you're going to bow with the rod of iron. One way or the other, every knee will bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even that devil also. Amen. Praise God. Things in heaven, things under the earth, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. You know, so that's the name of Jesus, highly exalted. Above every name, and at his name, every knee should bow. And everything that has a name is subject to the name of Jesus. I don't care what disease or sickness you have, if it has a name, it must bow to the name of Jesus. Even cancer or leukemia or whatever it is, it must bow to the name of Jesus. How many of you say amen to that? Now, so that's Jehovah Nissi, and that's how the Lord, he fulfilled that. Now, let's look at Jehovah Shalom, which is the Lord that is our peace. And you can find that in Judges chapter 6 and verse 24. Now, we're talking about the revelative and redemptive names of God, but we're talking about how all of those things are fulfilled in Jesus Christ with evidence to show who Jesus is. Now, Judges chapter 6. And I'm going to read verse 24. Again, there is a story here, you know, the Midianites and so forth, but I'm not going to go into all of that. You know, I'm just going to read one verse for you right here. Judges chapter 6 and verse 24. Now, Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. See, and it says unto this day, it's like that, you know. So Jehovah Shalom, that's the Lord is our peace. Now, well, you know, I mean, just about everybody knows, you know, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Even in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, Isaiah puts it all together. He said, unto us. Now, turn with me and let's read it and see how that Jehovah Shalom begins to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Here's what Isaiah had to say about him. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Talking about Jesus. Here's what Isaiah said. Isaiah 9 and verse 6. He said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Now don't look for any other God beside him. He is a mighty God. He is also the everlasting Father. That same little boy is also the everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. Oh my. You know, the world today, they want peace. Well, nobody can get any real peace without Jesus. You leave Jesus out of it, what you have is distress of nations and perplexity. You know, that's what you have. But the people of the Lord, they have peace. Do you have peace this morning? And if you don't, you need to get that Prince of Peace in your life. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! So he is the Prince of Peace. And that's Jehovah Shalom. Now let's see what Jesus himself had to say about that. John chapter 14 and verse 27. John 14 and 27. Now this is what he said. He said, look, you know, all these things, the world, you know, troubled and so forth like that. You know, but, you know, here is the what Jesus can give that nobody else can give. Peace I leave with you. John 14 and 27. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. But give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Well, then, you know, the world will have false peace one day. You know, this is not the prophetic series. We'll get back to that later. You know, but for the world, when they say peace and safety, that's when sudden destruction is going to come. But not when you are in the ark of safety. Not when you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. In his hands, you are safe. And that's where you are. The work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness shall be tranquility. How many of you say amen to that? So Jesus said, my peace I leave unto you. John chapter 16 and verse 33 says almost the same thing. In the world you shall have tribulation and so forth. But be of good cheer. See, I have overcome the world for you. So that's what Jesus said. So, you know, when the whole world is having all of these things, he said, these things have I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. That Jehovah Shalom. You're not going to have peace anywhere else. It's only in Jesus Christ. How many of you say amen to that? Yes, in me you might have peace, sir. And he is Jehovah Shalom. Oh, yes. You say he's Jehovah? Oh, yes, he is. And let's wait and see how he proves all of that. Now, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14. Now, let's see what even the Apostle Paul had to say about the revelation of who Jesus Christ is concerning the peace that we have in God. Here's what he says. Ephesians 2 and verse 14. He says, for he is our peace. Now let me start at verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. Hallelujah. Now that's Jehovah Shalom right there. He is our peace. And he has made both one. You know, Jesus Christ, our peace. Jehovah Shalom, right there for you. Now, let's go to Jehovah Roah. You can spell that R-O-I. Some people spell it R-A-A-H. That's Jehovah Roah. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh my. Is he your shepherd this morning? Psalm 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh my. Which Lord? You know, that's the question. Well, let's find out who it is that David was talking about. You know, David, he was also the same one that pierced the veil. And he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until your enemies be made your footstool. You know, he pierced the veil. And Jesus one time, he asked the scribes. He said, why do the scribes say that Jesus is the son of David? You know, and they said, well, you know, this and that and so forth. I said, well, you know, if he's the son of David, how come that David called him Lord then? Oh my. You know, so now, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's what David said. Now, let's find out. I'm going to come back to this Psalm 23 in a minute, you know, in a little bit, at the end of this message. But let's see what he said about the Lord being a shepherd. Psalm 80 and verse 1. There are many things revealed to David in the spirit of praise and worship that, oh boy, you know, he pierced the veil. You know, David, I've always said, he wrote about salvation more than just about anybody else in that Bible, and this was in the Old Testament. The Lord is my Savior. The Lord is my salvation, the rock of my defense. Oh my, David, he wrote all those things because when he was in praise and when he was in worship, the spirit of revelation came upon him. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the midst of the cherubims, shine forth. Hallelujah. Now that's a prayer that every one of us should pray in our lives. You should pray and say, Lord, thou, O Lord, the shepherd of Israel, guide me in my life. Thou that sitest in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth your face into my life. Amen. Praise God. Now let's see how all of that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. You know, he is our peace. And he is our shepherd. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. Matthew 9 and verse 36. Let's see how all of this was fulfilled. You know, Jesus, many times the Bible said he would look at the people, you know, as though they, you know, they were scattered without a shepherd and so forth. And he would have compassion on them. Now let's read this. But when he saw the multitudes, Matthew 9:36, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and they were scattered as sheep having no shepherd. You know, so when Jesus saw that they didn't have any shepherd, now he's going to take on this role now of being the good shepherd. John chapter 10. You know, John chapter 10, Jesus himself, he proclaims it. He said in John chapter 10, verse 11, verse 14 and verse 16, I am the good shepherd. Oh yes. Let's hear it straight from the words of Jesus. John chapter 10 and verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 14 and verse 16. He says again, I am the good shepherd. And I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Oh my. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord this morning? And other sheep I have that were not yet of this fold at that time, them also must I bring. That's why you are sitting here today. That there may be one fold and one shepherd. Hallelujah. Oh yes, you say the Lord is my shepherd. Absolutely. That's fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, Jesus himself said again in Matthew chapter 11, you know, he said unto them in verses 28 through 30, here's what he said. You know, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And this is what the shepherd used to do, you know, when they, you know, just take this sheep, put them on his shoulder and so forth like that. He said, take upon me, you know, take upon you my yoke and my, you know, my burden and so forth. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now this is how Jesus proves himself to be our very shepherd. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. He talks about Jesus being that great shepherd of the sheep. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 4 will tell you that Jesus is that great shepherd of the sheep. And when he shall appear, oh boy, If you have that hope in you that Jesus is coming again, how many people have hope in him that Jesus is coming again this morning? Let's hear a hand clap for the Lord. If you do, amen. Praise the Lord. Here's what he says. When that chief shepherd shall appear, oh my, ye shall rejoice. I mean, you will receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. You know, if you believe that he's coming again for you, and if you walk in the truth and in righteousness, oh yeah, then you will rejoice on that day. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is that chief shepherd. He's coming. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. Hebrews 13 and verse 20 will also tell you that Jesus Christ, oh yes, there is no other way that you can get a shepherd, you know, like him. He said, now the God of peace, oh my, that brought again the dead from the dead, the Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Oh, he said, you know, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may he make you perfect in every good work to do his will and so forth like that. So Jesus is our Jehovah Rah. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Now, I love this one. Jehovah Sikhetno. That's the Lord, our righteousness. Oh my. You are never going to get any righteousness of your own. It's all like filthy rags to him. But in Jesus, oh my, the blood of Jesus Christ washes away all our sins. Now, Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 6. Jeremiah 23 and verse 6. It talks about the Lord is our righteousness. And now we're going to find out how that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 23 and verse 6. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name by which he shall be called. And look at how they wrote it in bold letters. The Lord, our righteousness. That is Jehovah Sikhetno. Oh my. He is the Lord our righteousness. And let's see how that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. How did he do it? Well, in so many places he did it. You know, but I'll read just a few. Romans chapter 3. Let's read verses 21 through 26. Romans 3, 21 and through 26. Now, we're talking about the Lord being our righteousness. He said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, unto all that believe. And there is no difference and so forth. And he begins to go down and tells us all of this, verse 25. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation. Oh, through faith that is in his blood. To declare his righteousness for the remission of our sins. Oh my. That is Jesus, the very righteousness of God. See? And he imputed our righteousness to us by the faith that we have in him. You know, when we confess our sins. Hallelujah. Amen? Oh, you ought to be excited about that, you know, because if your sins are not forgiven, your name cannot be in that book of life. You know, Romans chapter 5, verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. The gift of righteousness can only come by Jesus Christ. Now, look at verse 18. Therefore, as the offense and the judgment came on all men to condemnation, even so the gift of righteousness, I mean, even so by righteousness, you know, of one, the free gift came unto all. The righteousness of one. That's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He said the free gift came unto all men unto justification of life. For as one man's disobedience, by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Oh, even so, by the obedience of one man, that's Jesus Christ, shall many be made righteous. So Jesus, right there, our righteousness, he fulfilled it, point blank. You know, that's Jehovah Sikhetno. Romans chapter 10 and verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law unto righteousness for everyone that believes. Oh yes, if you believe in this morning, Jesus Christ is the end of the law. That means all you got to do is believe Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's got it. He's got it all wrapped up in one name. That's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus is the end of the law, righteousness for everyone that believes. Now let's quickly look at Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. That means the Lord is present. The very last chapter of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 48. Let's see what it says in the last chapter there and the very last verse. Ezekiel 48. He says, and verse 35. He says, it was right about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. That's Jehovah Shammah. You know, that's taken, that's what is in the original text, is the Lord is there, means Jehovah Shammah. Now, what does that mean? It means the Lord is ever present. See, he's always present. You can't get away from his presence, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 18, and verse 20. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So he is always there. He fulfilled that point blank. I am with you, you know, always. That's in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. Matthew 28 and verse 20. He said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. But in Matthew 18 and verse 20, guess what he said? He said, whenever two or three of you are gathered together in my name, I am right there in the midst. That's Jehovah Shammah. Oh yes, I am right there in the midst of them. How many of you say praise the Lord? He's always there. You know, at home, you take a hand of your spouse, you believe the Lord together, he's right there. In the church, you believe the Lord, he's there. Anywhere you go, get one person to believe with you. Oh, the Lord is already, he's guaranteed that he'll be there. You know, anytime two or three gather together in my name, he said, I will be there. Praise the name of the Lord. Now here's another one that's not, you know, that people don't talk about too often, you know, but it's called the Lord our Sanctifier, which is Jehovah Makadesh. The Lord our Sanctifier. Well, Exodus chapter 31 and verse 13 and Leviticus 20 verses 7 and 8. So let me read the one in Leviticus 20. The Lord, our Sanctifier, he called himself. And then we're going to find out, how did Jesus fulfill that? Leviticus 20 and verse 7. Let's read what it has to say here. Leviticus 20, 7 and 8. He says, sanctify yourselves therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. See, and he said, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them, for I am the Lord which does sanctify you. That's the Lord our Sanctifier. Jehovah Makadesh is what it's called. You know, the Lord our Sanctifier. Now, how did he do that? You can also read Exodus 31 and verse 13. Let me read that real quickly. Exodus 31 and verse 13. Say, I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord God that doth sanctify you. Jehovah Makadesh. Now, how did he do it? Jesus, how did he fulfill that? John chapter 15. Turn with me. John chapter 15. And verse 3. It says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, so Jesus, he sanctified them through his word. Ye are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. I'm going to read verses 17 and 19. John 17 and 17. He says, sanctify them. We're praying here, Jesus, through thy truth, thy word is truth. And he said, Verse 19. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14 and 6. You know, sanctify them through thy truth. And he said, I have sanctified them. I even sanctify myself so that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now, that is Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 25 through 27. It talks about Jesus cleansing and sanctifying and purifying the church. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. He says, husbands, love your wives and so forth, as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it. See? And cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So Jesus Christ, our sanctifier, right there. See? And so he is our sanctifier. He fulfilled that attribute again of Jehovah, right there. Jesus, our sanctifier. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. He says, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So Jesus Christ, our sanctifier, right there. So he fulfilled that attribute of Jehovah again. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now let's listen to this one. Here are some that are even here's one that is even more astounding. You know, it's that than all of this that we have read. Now, in the book of Exodus, when God wanted to send Moses to deliver the children of Israel, some of you know this story. He appeared to him in the burning bush and so forth. And Moses, he wanted to know his name, and he said, Moses asked him a question. He said, when I go to them, who shall I say has sent me and all that? You know, Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. Now that is Jehovah Elohim.
Yes.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
You can't go outside of him.
Man.
You can't go in front of him.
Yes.
You can't go behind him, because he encompasses everything.
Hallelujah.
The whole universe.
Hallelujah.
Is in his belly, if you will. Praise the Lord. There is no other God beside him. There is, in fact, nothing that can be done outside of him, you know, unless he allows it. He is eternal one. The self-existent one. I am. That's the self-existent one. You know, I am that I am. You might call him Jehovah Elohim. You know, he is just like that. You know, he is the great one. You know, the eternal God. Now, how did Jesus fulfill that? Well, see, now this is the name all throughout the Old Testament, and even till now, many Jews can't even say his name, because they, you know, I am that I am. You know, they're just so holy, they can't even say that name, you know. And, you know, Moses, even he couldn't learn that name. So God just told him, well, I am that I am, you know, and so forth like that. You know, well, you know, in John chapter 8, when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and so forth, you know, he said to them, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and he was glad. And they said unto him, look at you, you're not even 50 years old, have you seen Abraham already? And how many of you know what Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 58? What did he say? He said, before Abraham was, I am. He didn't say I was. Before Abraham, he turned to me. Turn with it. John chapter 8 and verse 58. Jesus is quoting that same very text of I am that I am right here. John chapter 8 and verse 58. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. It's kind of like, I am that I am. Oh boy, that's the Elohim. You know, you might also call him the Alpha and the Omega. Oh my. He's the Alpha and Omega? You think he's the Alpha and Omega?
Yes,
Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 6. Let's see whether Jesus qualifies to be called the Alpha and Omega. Let's see what the Lord has to say about himself. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 6. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last." Now that's Alpha and Omega. Beside me, there is no God. See? There is no God. I don't care whether you use small g or capital G or anything. There is no God. Period. There is only one God. And he is called the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. People, let's find out who he is. You know, because he said, "Beside me, there is no God." In fact, that's one of the things that God doesn't know. He said, you know, the few things in the Bible that we are told that God doesn't know, and one of them is another God. He said, "I don't know any other God." You know, you can go search the universe or anywhere else. You're never going to find anybody else. Hallelujah. So he's the Alpha and Omega. And let's see how that is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Now, remember, Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. Not, you know, the second or the third or whatever he said. I am the first and I am the last. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 12. That's what it says about that Alpha and Omega again before we go to how it is fulfilled in Christ. Isaiah 48 verse 12. "Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last." Amen. Remember, you know, this text here, you know, everything that Jesus said, there was a reason to it. I want you to notice two texts here. One he said, "I am he." And the other one he said, "I am the first and the last." Now, well, let's see how Jesus fulfilled the first one, "I am he." Turn with me to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. And I'm going to read verse 24. "I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die your sins. For if you believe not that I am he." Just like Isaiah 48 and verse 12. "I am he." Jesus said it. He claimed it right there, point blank. "If you believe not that I am he," just like he said in Isaiah 48 and 12, then he said, well, in that case, you will die in your sins. You know, so we see that the "I am he." Who is the he? Well, "I am he," he said, "the Alpha and Omega." Oh my. That's the Alpha and the Omega is what we are talking about in Isaiah 48 and 12. And Jesus said, "I am he." Now let's see Revelation chapter 1 and verse 11. Now this same Jesus, after he died and resurrected, he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos in a vision. And here's how he introduced himself to John. In Revelation chapter 1. Now notice, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the revelation of John. You know, amen? So it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 11. Here's what he said. You know, let me read for you from verse 1. "The revelation of Jesus Christ, whom God gave unto him to show to his servants the things which must surely come to pass." And when we started the prophetic series, which will continue later on in night vigil and so forth, I told you that the reason, you know, one reason for prophecy is to show, not to hide from us. Say to show unto us the things that must come to pass. Now, but that's not my subject today. Let's see what he says in verse 11. This same Jesus Christ. He said, verse 10, "And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a voice, great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega." Oh my. The first and the last. Now, you can't claim to be the first unless you are the first. And you can't claim to be the first if you are the second or the third, or you'll be a liar. Amen? Oh yes. "I am the first and I am the last." See, so he told him point blank. He said, well, who is it that was talking to him? Well, you find out right here. If your Bible has the red marks and the red text, you'll see that all those is written in red and so forth. Verse 8 already told him, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Oh my. Now that's the Lord Jesus Christ talking to John right there. And he started right there and said, I am the Almighty God. Oh boy. You know, here's what he says to him, verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Now this is saying John that used to lay, you know, his head upon his shoulder and so forth like that. But not anymore, boy. You know, when he comes back with the eyes of fire like that, you know, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, not the Son of Man this time around. You know, he's got that, you know, countenance shining in his strength and so forth like that. He said, fear not. I am the first and the last. Well, he, you know, but, you know, some people say, well, we don't know who it is. Well, just so you know, make no mistake about who he's talking here. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. So we know who that is. That was Jesus. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Alive forevermore is Jehovah Elohim. That means I've got eternal life within me. Oh my. That's what the original text means. I'm the one that has eternal life within me. Oh my. For you to know him is eternal life. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. That's Jesus right there. He fulfills the Alpha and the Omega. He said, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. I am the one that was the first and the last. And he that was, you know, living. You know, I'm living now. I was dead, but I'm now, I'm alive forevermore. So that John would know exactly who it was. Because, you know, John might have been wondering, you know, Alpha and Omega, there's only one person that can go. So he comes out point blank and he tells him, I am the one that was there. And I am alive forevermore. Don't look for any other. I'm right here. He told Philip, have I been with you all this time? And yet you don't know me. You're still looking for another. Boy, you know. Oh my. Hallelujah. The Lord, he is God. Oh, he said, you know, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first and I am the last. Oh my. Now let's see, you know, I'm going to go back and read to you something I read at the beginning. John chapter 1 and verse 18. You know, he said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten, he has declared him. Has he declared him unto you, even in this message this morning? Do you now understand, you know, that even all of the redemptive names of God are fulfilled in Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Every single last one of them. You know, there are many more that I wrote down here, but, you know, I don't have time. I have to cut it short because of the time. But every one of them, you know, he fulfilled point blank. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. I'm going to read in John chapter 5. Verse 24. John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. If you believe this word this morning, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, you can have that everlasting life. Amen. Oh, and you will not pass on to, yeah, I mean, you're not going to condemnation, but you are passed from death unto life. How many of you can say praise the Lord for that? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. Let's look at John's own testimony of all of this, you know. I mean, John was one of the disciples that was there with Jesus the whole time. Stood right very close to him. And he understood many of the things that Jesus said. And let's see what he has to say about this in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. And we know that that the Son of God is come. And hath given unto us an understanding. Has he given you an understanding this morning? That we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, this Jesus Christ is the true God and eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you can say praise the Lord to God? For you to know him, that is eternal life right there. If you can understand and believe this message this morning and see how he fulfilled all those attributes of Jehovah, every single last one of them, he fulfilled it. He said, I am that I am. They said, you have not only 50 years old, you are not even 50. How could you have seen Abraham? He said, oh, if you only knew. Oh, my. If you only knew who is talking to you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Now, Psalm 23. I'm going to close with Psalm 23. David. Many people don't understand all that David knew about the Lord. He was a young man when he wrote many of those psalms. But he pierced the veil. And he got so many things about the Lord, even beyond his time. You know? And it was because of the spirit of praise. The garment of praise that was upon him most of the time. The Holy Spirit, when you are in that dimension of praise, he will reveal himself to you. So anyway, Psalm 23. I'm going to show you how in this one Psalm 23, David brings together many of these revelative names of Jesus, of Jehovah, that we've already proved that Jesus fulfilled. Let's see Psalm 23. Many of you know this psalm by heart, but you may not know this revelation that we are going to bring this morning. And we're going to close with this psalm right here. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. We already told you that is Jehovah Raha. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. That means he is the Lord my provider also. Jehovah Jireh is right there. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. There is calmness when I'm around him. That Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace right there. How many of you say amen to that? Sure. Jesus said, peace, be still. When the storm was getting out of hand and the people were afraid, every tempest and every turbulence in your life, the Holy Spirit, he can bring a calmness. And Jesus can rebuke that storm in your life. Hallelujah. And we're going to do that this morning at the end of this prayer in the power that is in his name. Amen. Now, he says, he leads me beside the still waters. That is the Jehovah Shalom. Gives you peace. Not turbulent waters, but still waters. He restoreth my soul. Oh my. Oh my. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That Jehovah Sikedno, the Lord our righteousness. How many of you are still following me? Oh yes, the Lord our righteousness is right there for his great name's sake. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Oh yeah, because he's with me, that Jehovah Shammah. He's always with me. Everywhere I go, he's there with me. The Lord ever present. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. That's Jehovah Nissi, his banner. It's over me. Banner over me is love. Jehovah Nissi, thy banner comforted me. Thou preparest a table before me. Oh my. Again, the Lord our provider. He's provided everything for you. And so on. In the presence of my enemies, thou anointest my head. That's the Lord my sanctifier. Jehovah Makadesh. Sanctify, anoint your head. Amen? Oh yes. All of those names combined in this one psalm right there. You know? And he said, my cup is running over. Oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell, oh, in the house of the Lord forever. You know, how can you be forever? You know, how can you have a house forever unless you are Elohim? Oh yes, this is the eternal God right there. And David knew that once he's in the presence of the Lord, he'll be there forever because the Lord will be there forever. So he brings together all those attributes of God right there in this one psalm, right in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Oh, you can do better than that. Yes, you can do better than that. Jesus Christ fulfills every one of those names. The eternal God revealed in Jesus Christ. He's hidden some, but he's revealed. Jesus himself said, see, no man knows who the Father is. 11:27 of Matthew. But the Son, and the whom the Son will reveal him. Has he revealed the Father to you this morning? Are you still questioning like Philip? Show us the Father and he sufficeth us. Well, Jesus told him, I'm standing right here. I mean, we can say praise the Lord. He that has seen me has seen my Father. Well, you know, some people say that he that has seen me has seen the Father means unity. Well, let me put it to you this way. God, the oneness of God is oneness in number, not oneness in unity. See? Now, for the people of God, we are oneness in unity. But God is oneness in number. There's a difference. You can read it in 1 John chapter 5 and verses 7 and 8. He said, there are three that bear record in heaven. And these three are one.
Yeah.
Not they agree in one. That's oneness in number. Then the next verse shows you oneness in unity. And there are three that bear record on the earth. The spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. So there's a difference between being one and agreeing in one. Now, if you, some of you are here this morning, if you don't know my wife, and if I say to you right here, he that has seen me has seen my wife. Well, you know that's silly. Because you haven't seen her, you don't know who she is, you may not even know. You know, so, you know, that's oneness in unity right there. That's not oneness in number. Amen? But when Jesus said, I and my Father are one, point blank. And they sent him to the cross because of that. They said, you being a man, make yourself God. And Jesus said, well, if you only knew. Oh my. Lift up your hands this morning and just worship him. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus himself said, when I be lifted up, there is no message that lifts him up better than this morning. Lord, we lift up your name this morning to show that you are God Almighty and there is none else. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Oh, you are the healer. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will heal all of these diseases. I will not put any of them on you. But the Bible says, surely he has borne our griefs. He has already healed all our sicknesses. Everything that you need, whether it's peace, it's Jehovah Shalom. Whether it is prosperity, it's Jehovah Jireh. If you want the Lord to be your protector, Jehovah Nissi is a banner over you. The shadow of the lion is cast over the elect of God. Everywhere you go, he's with you. Oh yes, anything that you want, he'll do it for you this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I don't want to close a service like this without inviting some people to come here and experience. Oh yes, if you are here this morning, you are new, or maybe you are backsliding. He's got his hand upon your life. That's why you are here this morning. I want you to take the step of faith. I want you to come and believe the Lord this morning. If you want anything from God, oh yes, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. In the olden days, he spoke through the fathers, but in these last days, he has spoken through his Son. He's the express image of his person. When you want to look in the mirror, you know, for looking for, you know, for yourself in the mirror and so forth, you know, you see your image. When you look at Jesus, you are looking at God. He says he's the express image of his person. Oh, you can't find any other person. Now, take the step of faith this morning. Anything you want. We're going to prove to you this morning that the Lord Jesus is God. Oh, yes. You have any need, anything at all that you want to believe God for this morning, come out here this morning and let me believe the Lord with you. And let's see if the Lord would shake things loose in your life. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and Omega. Oh, he's the beginning and the end. He said, except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. I am he. That means I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. Oh, there is no other God beside me, he said. Anything that you believe, God, this morning. As they are coming this morning, we are believing God. Come this morning and let's see what the Lord will do. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's see what the Lord will do for you this morning. Lord Jesus, we have spoken the truth this morning in your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Come closer, brethren. Those of you who are here, come closer and let's believe the Lord together. Come closer this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for these people that are here this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. What would you Lord, Lord to do for you?
I'm here from Pittsburgh and I need to find employment.
You need to find employment. You also want the Lord in your life, don't you?
Yeah,
there's some things that you need deliverance from too, don't you know?
Amen.
Yeah, you believe that? You know, he can help you.
Yes, he can.
He can deliver you from everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Put up your hands and let's believe
thank
the Lord together.
You, Father.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, he will give you deliverance.
Yeah, God.
And he can deliver you from nicotine.
Yes,
he can deliver you from all of that addiction and so forth. Oh, praise God, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that spirit, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, move upon her and let her believe the Lord in her heart and help her. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you believe the Lord can help you with that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, those of you who are here, I want to ask that you just lift up your hands. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith together. Because of time, I don't want to pray one by one prayer. I'm going to believe the Lord together. Now, you are here this morning because the Lord revealed something to you in that message. You saw an aspect, an attribute of God. And I prayed this morning. I prayed in the night. I said, Lord, reveal something to them that about yourself that they didn't know before. Perhaps you saw an attribute of God that you didn't understand before. He is all in all.
Well,
everything that you can believe, he'll do for you. So let's believe the Lord together. Father, in the name of Jesus, all these wonderful people that are here believing God, whatever they are believing God for this morning, in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says that the Lord has given a name that is above every name to Jesus Christ. He said, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that the Lord has made Jesus both Lord and Christ. Every need that is here represented this morning. You may be standing for yourself, you may be standing for somebody else. Doesn't matter, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, he can read. He knows all of that. And I just pray this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, as the people are here, Lord, work a miracle for every one of them. Your name is highly exalted. So let it be for them this morning. Crush down the head of the devil and the dragon in their lives. Blow back the forces of darkness. And everything they are believing God for this morning, come through for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now remember, he said, I am the Lord, and I change not. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I am the Lord, the shepherd, the good shepherd. Oh, he will always be with you. May the shadow of the Lion of Judah be cast over you this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, he will provide your needs also. He said, the Lord shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Oh, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you for all unrighteousness. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, you can sing that song. Go ahead and sing it. Yes, he's your healer. He's your deliverer. When we call him healer, that doesn't just mean sickness. It doesn't just mean disease. He heals the broken heart also. He heals everything that needs healing. He'll even heal your finances. Oh yes, he's a healer. I am your healer. Lift up your hands and just worship. Receive his blessing into your life this morning. Let's put our hands together for Jesus this morning. Come on, put your hands together.